If you have your Bibles, keep them open to the book of Luke, if you would, chapter 10.
如果你手上有圣经, 请你打开到路加福音,
and as you're turning
第十章,
in your Bibles, I wanted to say it's a joy to be here with you today.
很高兴早上能够跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享。
And I want to thank your Pastor Henry and Pastor Steve for inviting me and my wife Barbara to come to your wonderful church.
我要谢谢我们的主任牧师, 还有Pastor Steve, 来到我们当中来分享。
We've been here since Thursday.
我们从礼拜四就到这里来。
And we've just had incredible, wonderful fellowship with your pastors and your church members.
我跟, 教会的牧长们, 还有弟兄们, 有很美好的团契。
And I want to say that this truly is a great church here in America.
这是一个很好的教会。
I have had the privilege of preaching all over the United States.
我感谢主有特权到世界各地来传讲神的福音。
And I know a good church when I see one.
当我看到一个好的教会的时候, 我知道。
And I can say to you, you are a good church.
我知道这是一个好的教会。
And I encourage you to support your church.
我鼓励你们来支持这个教会。
When you give money in your tithes and offerings to this church,
当你奉献给教会,
you're supporting this church,
你支持这个教会,
and you're also supporting missions all over the world.
也支持了全世界的宣教。
This is a mission-minded church.
这是一个, 有宣教使命的教会。
And I've had a good time here.
我有很好的时间在这里。
Friday night, we preached on Ready Go to the Hindu World.
礼拜五的晚上, 我们, 针对, 印度教和回教,
and the Buddhist world.
还有佛教。
Saturday, we talked about Islam and how to reach the Muslims.
在星期六, 我们对伊斯兰教如何来接触他们, 向他们传福音。
Today, I want to speak on how to reach the poor and the needy.
今天早上, 我们要对这些穷人, 还有需要的人来传福音。
And in our passage that we read,
在我们的信息当中,
there's a story we call the Good Samaritan.
在这个故事里面是好撒玛利亚人的故事。
Now Jesus is not saying you be good and that will make you a Christian.
耶稣并不是说我们要成为一个好人才能够成为基督徒。
There are many good people who are not Christians.
有很多好人他们并不是基督徒。
In order to become a believer, a Christian, you must receive Christ.
要成为一个基督徒你要接受耶稣基督。
You must realize you're a sinner.
你要知道你这是一个有罪的人。
That Jesus died for your sins.
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
And you must give your life to him.
我们必须把我们的生命交托给他。
And when you do that, the Spirit of God will come into your heart.
当我们这样做的时候, 圣灵就住在我们的里面。
And your sins will be forgiven.
我们的罪就得到赦免。
And he'll write your name in the book of life.
他会将我们的名字写在他的生命册上。
And I believe this story is teaching us what our life will be like after we are saved.
今天早上的这个故事就是告诉我们当我们成为一个基督徒之后我们的生命当如何。
What does the Christian life look like?
基督徒的生活生命。
And Jesus tells this story.
耶稣告诉我们这个故事。
About a man walking from Jerusalem down to Jericho.
有一个人他从耶路撒冷到耶利哥城。
It's about 15 miles downhill.
大概有15英里的路是往下的路。
And some robbers came and beat him up.
强盗来到把他打了一顿。
And took his money.
把他的钱拿走。
And left him on the road half dead.
他放在路边好像到半死的状态。
Now I want you to picture this in your mind.
你要想看这个图片。
He's there, he's black and he's blue and he's half dead.
他躺在那边受伤然后半死。
He does not have very many clothes on. They beat him so bad.
他没有穿上什么衣服, 他躺在那里。
And then a preacher comes.
然后有一个祭司来到。
The Bible says he's a priest.
圣经说他是一个祭司。
And I'm sure the man saw the preacher.
当这个人看到祭司来到。
And he began to smile and say, oh, I'm going to get some help.
他一定很高兴, 我一定能够得到一些帮助。
But the preacher looks at him and walks right on by.
但这个祭司来到看了之后就走开了。
Now that does not say very much about us preachers.
对于我们这些讲道的人不是一件太好的事情。
Well, the man laying there and another man comes up.
当这个人躺在那里的时候有一个人来到。
The Bible says he is a Levite.
圣经说这个人是一个利未人。
Now a Levite is like the helper of the pastor.
利未人就有点像是牧师的同工。
So I'm sure the man says, oh, now I'm going to have some hope. Here comes the pastor's helper.
这个人一定想，哦，这个牧师的同工来，我一定能够得到一些帮助。
And the Levite looked at this poor man.
然后这个利未人看到这个可怜的人。
And he walked right on by.
然后从旁边也过去了。
And the man now is discouraged.
然后这个人现在非常的沮丧。
He's about to die.
他快死了。
And a third man comes.
第三个人来到。
And this is bad news.
这是一件坏消息。
Because this man is a Samaritan.
因为这个人是撒玛利亚人。
Now the Jews and the Samaritans hated each other.
犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是彼此相恨的。
And I'm sure he's thinking.
我想这个人一定这样子想。
Oh no!
太惨了。
This man is going to beat me even more.
这个人会把我打死。
He's going to take all my clothes away.
把我的衣服全脱光。
And he's going to beat me until I die.
他将我打死。
But Jesus said,
但耶稣说,
the Samaritan looked at him with love.
这个撒玛利亚人看见他用爱的眼光看他。
He poured oil on his wounds.
然后把油倒在他的身上。
He put him on his donkey.
然后把他放在他的牲口
上。He took him to the hotel.
然后带到旅馆。
He told the manager to keep care of him.
然后告诉人说你要照顾他。
The Samaritan gave the hotel man the money.
然后撒玛利亚人给掌柜的钱。
Spend what you need.
然后该花什么。
I'll be back here in two or three weeks.
我回来的时候两三个礼拜回来之后。
And if it costs any more, I'll even pay you more.
如果花的费用更多我会付上。
And Jesus said,
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
Which one of these are your neighbor?
哪一个是你的邻舍呢?
What Jesus is saying is this.
耶稣是这样说的。
Which one of these men is a true Christian?
哪一个人是真的基督徒?
Which one of these men have been born again?
哪一个人是真的重生的基督徒?
Which one of these men are really saved?
哪一个人是真的得救的?
Which one of these men have the Holy Spirit in their life?
哪一个人是真的有圣灵住在他的里面?
Which one of these men have really met me?
有哪一个是真的遇见我?
And I ask you the question.
我问你同样的问题。
I want to share with you three practical ways.
我要跟你分享三个非常实际的。
Of how you can be a neighbor. How you can reach out to the poor and needy.
你如何能够去服侍那些贫穷的跟有需要的人。
I want to mention three ways what our life should look like if we've been born again.
我要跟你分享这些方法是一个重生的人会做的。
And what this church is really all about.
这个是教会应该如此。
This is the mission of this church.
这是这个教会的使命。
And this should be your mission.
这也是你的使命。
The first thing is,
第一件事情,
if we want to reach out to the poor and needy,
如果我们要向贫穷的跟有需要的人传福音,
we need to do what Jesus said.
我们需要像耶稣做的一样。
And that is, first of all, make disciples.
第一件事就是使人做门徒。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
go into all the world and make disciples.
到全世界各地使人做门徒。
There's no better way to help the poor than to get them saved.
没有更好的方式让他们能够得救。
Our goal is to win people to Jesus Christ.
我们就是要赢得灵魂。
When we win them to Christ, their life will change.
当我们赢得灵魂他们的生命就改变。
I want to share with you a true story.
我要告诉你们一个真实的故事。
About what happened in our ministry in the nation of Tanzania.
我要跟你们分享我的事工在坦桑尼亚的事工。
Now the story I'm going to tell you, the stories I tell you,
这个故事我要告诉你的
are going to be to share the principle of how to make disciples.
要跟你分享原则如何使人做门徒的原则。
The way you do it here will be different.
我们在当中所做的可能跟我不一样。
But the principle is the same.
但是原则是一样的。
We went into Tanzania in year 2007.
我们到坦桑尼亚是2007年的时候去。
My wife Barbara and I.
我跟 Barbara 一起去。
And we began to work there around the Lake Victoria.
我们在那边在一个湖，这个湖叫 Victoria 湖附近。
We began to teach the pastors and leaders how to win people to Christ.
我们开始教导当地的牧师和同工如何赢得为耶稣赢得灵魂。
We use a special strategy we call pioneer evangelism.
我们用了一个特别的策略叫做先锋布道。
And this is a little manual that we use.
这是一本手册我们用的。
And we train the leaders and the pastors there.
我们训练领袖，训练牧师。
He needs to change the slide there. Hey, we train the pastors and leaders there.
我们训练领袖，训练同工。
To do what Jesus did.
啊，做耶稣所做的。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做什么呢？
He formed a team of disciples.
他组一个啊团队。
He trained his team.
然后他训练这个团队。
And he sent them out.
然后差遣他们出去。
In the past few months, Barbara and I have been throughout East Africa.
有几个月的时间我们在东非。
And we have trained over 1,000 pastors and church planters across East Africa.
我们训练了将近1,000位牧师跟同工们在东非的地方。
They have identified over 3,600 villages.
他们确认了3,600个同工。
Where they need to start new churches.
开始建立教会。
They are going to send teams in to start 500 churches.
他们送团队到500个教会。
And since 2007,
从2007年,
they have baptized over 25,000 new converts in Jesus Christ.
有25,000人他们受洗归入主的名下。
So the first thing we want to do,
所以第一件事情我们所做的,
is go into the community and make disciples of Jesus Christ.
就是到社区当中使人做门徒。
But when we make disciples,
当我们使人做门徒的时候,
there's a second thing we need to do.
第二件事情我们要做的,
and that is train leaders.
就是训练领袖。
We went there in Africa and we began to teach the pastors, the new converts and disciples how to become leaders.
我们到那边训练他们，教导他们如何成为领袖。
Now, many of these pastors do not even have Bibles.
许多这些牧师甚至没有圣经。
And so because of a special donation, we were able to give them Bibles.
因为有特别的奉献，所以我们可以买圣经给他们。
Can you imagine being a pastor of this church and the pastor does not even have a Bible?
你可以想象吗？如果我们教会当中，我们的牧师甚至他没有圣经。
They're poor.
他们非常贫穷。
They're needy.
他们很需要。
They do not even have $7 to purchase a Bible.
他甚至没有7块钱来买圣经。
So we gave them a Bible.
所以我们给他圣经。
And we started Bible schools throughout East Africa.
所以我们开始了圣经学校。
We now have 131 Bible schools across East Africa.
我们开始了131个圣经学校。
And we have 1,500 students in our schools.
我们有1,500个圣经学生。
And what we're doing is we're teaching the teachers how to teach the students.
我们教导他们如何教导圣经。
Now I want to ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
Suppose God called you to be a pastor or a missionary.
如果神呼召你成为牧师或者是宣教士。
And you needed to go to Bible school.
你需要到圣经学校去。
I want to ask you this question.
我要问你一个问题。
Would you walk from a village a long way away to the church where the school is? Would you walk?
你要走路走很远的路到这个圣经学校去。
There's no car.
没有车子。
No bicycle.
没有摩托车。
You have no motorbike.
没有车子可以带你去。
So you must walk for miles and miles.
所以你要走路许多很长的路。
And then when you get there,
当你到那里的时候
there's no bed for you.
没有床。
You sleep on the ground.
你要睡在地上。
Or on the floor of a church.
或者是教会的地上。
And you get bit by mosquitoes.
然后你被虫咬被蚊子咬。
And you will get malaria.
你可能会得疟疾。
And then there are no chairs for you to sit in.
然后没有位置你可以坐。
And there's no desk, there's no table.
没有桌子没有书桌。
You live in an agricultural society where there is no money.
你住在一个农业社会里面没有钱。
These are the conditions our Bible school students study under.
这是我们这些圣经学生所处的情况。
They go to school for 3 years like this.
他们去学校3年的时间。
They go for 2 weeks at a time, 6 times a year.
他们每年去6次，每次2个礼拜。
So one of the things that we're doing is we're helping build them Bible schools.
所以对我们而言，我们就是为他建立圣经学校。
They do not cost a lot of money.
没有花很多的钱。
But these Bible schools will have sleeping quarters.
但这个圣经学校有个睡的地方。
We'll have mattresses.
有这个床垫
，mosquito nets，
也有蚊帐
，chairs for them to sit in，
有位置他们可以坐。
So the second thing we want to do，
所以第二件事情我们能
做的 ，to reach out to the poor and needy，
所以就是向这些穷困的人传福音。
Is train the new converts to become leaders，
所以训练这些人成为领袖。
And you will do that here, it'll look differently than in Africa, but the concept is the same.
我们在这边所做的可能跟我做的不一样，但是啊概念是一样的。
And then thirdly and lastly,
第三件事也是最后一件
is we want to show God's love in a practical way.
用实际的方法来显明神的爱。
We live in a broken world.
我们住在一个破碎的世界里面。
In the English service this morning,
今天早上英文堂
the college students
这些大学生们
had listed all the different things of how the world is broken.
他们列出一个 list 在 PPT 上面
They listed poverty
列出贫穷
broken families
破碎的家庭
immorality
不道德
corruption
堕落
human sex trafficking
人口交易
drugs
毒品
Elboa.War,
战争
violence,
暴力
Our world is broken.
我们的这个世界是一个破碎的
People have problems inside their heart, inside their family.
里面人的里面是破碎的
And you know there's one thing that everyone in the world wants.
在这个世界上每一个人都要的一件重要的事情
There's one thing everyone in the world is looking for.
每一个人都在寻求的
Do you know what that is?
你知道那是什么吗
It's love.
那是爱
Someone,Who will love me?
有人会爱我。
For who I am.
我是谁。
Yesterday in the seminar.
昨天在这个 seminar 里面。
My wife did a teaching on showing God's love.
我的太太教导如何来显明神的爱。
And she took the Bible and she taught about the love of God.
然后她从圣经里面讲到神的爱。
And there's one thing about the love of God we need to all understand.
那有一件事情对于神的爱是我们都能够理解的。
The love of God is unconditional.
神的爱是没有条件的。
God loves you.
神爱你。
And God loves you.
神爱你。
And God loves you.
神也爱你。
And God loves you.
神也爱你。
Just the way you are.
就如你就是神就是爱你。
Do you know that God loves the prostitute?
你知道神也爱妓女。
Just as much as he loves the pastor.
他也一样的爱牧师。
Many people have an idea of God.
许多人在他的脑子里面想神。
That God is some kind of Santa Claus.
好像神是圣诞老公公。
And if I do good, God will love me.
如果我做好，神就爱我。
No, that's not the God of the Bible.
那个不是圣经里面的神。
The God of the Bible is God loves you.
圣经里面的神是神爱你。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
For God so loved the world.
神如此爱世人。
But he gave his only son.
他将他的独生子赐给我们。
Whoever believes in him.
所有的相信的。
Shall not perish.
他们不至灭亡。
But have everlasting life.
反得永生。
God loves you.
神爱你。
And we go into the world and we express the love of God.
我们到世界去就是显明神的爱。
You do it in many different ways.
我们从不同的方式来显明。
But this is the heart of the gospel.
但是这个是神的心意。
I want to share with you what happened in the nation of Rwanda.
我要告诉你有一件事情在卢安达。
In Rwanda is also a country in East Africa.
卢安达也是在东非的一个国家。
They had a genocide there and thousands of people were killed a few years ago.
种族的屠杀，许多许多人灭亡。
And we went there 4 years ago, Barbara and I did.
4年前，我跟 Barbara 一起去到这个地方。
And we did a training, a workshop on pioneer evangelism.
我们在那边办了一个工作坊，就是
teaching how to start churches.
如何开始一个教会。
How to make disciples.
如何使人成为门徒。
How to train leaders.
如何训练领袖。
And we met a young man and his wife.Justin and Anne.
我们遇到一个人，他的名字叫 Justin.
Now let me tell you about him.
让我告诉你有关他。
He was a pastor.
他是一个牧师。
He had a church.
他有一个教会。
He had a building.
他有一个建筑物。
He had property.
他有土地。
And he began to win people from other religions, other faiths.
所以他也赢得许多的灵魂。
And the government took him.
但是政府把他带走了。
And put him in prison.
把他放在监狱里面。
Took his building away.
把他建筑物拿走了。
Took his property away.
财产拿走了。
And when we met him 4 years ago,
4年前我们遇到他的时候
he was a broken man.
他是一个破碎的人。
He invited Barbara and I to his home.
他邀请我跟 Barbara 到他家里面去。
To have dinner with him.
跟他一起晚餐。
And we went there.
我们到那里。
It was a little small little place.
是一个小的地方。
Very dark.
很黑暗。
And they fed us dinner.
他们给我们喂我们晚餐。
And he told us his story.
然后告诉我们他的故事。
He says, now, I only have 12 church members left.
我只剩下12个同工跟我在一起。
I said Jesus started with 12.
我说耶稣也是开始12个人。
He had 12 disciples.
他有12个门徒。
He trained them.
他训练他们。
And he sent them out.
然后差遣他们。
And that's what we teach in Pioneer Evangelism.
这个就是我们在这里面所教导的。
Step by step, how to train your disciples. Step by step.
一步一步的训练。
And send them out.
然后差遣他们。
And he did that.
然后他也这样做。
And he has grown.
然后他开始成长。
And one of the things that he has seen,
有一件事情他看见的。
Is that the people there, many of them are poor.
他看到许多贫穷的人。
And one of the problems they have,
有一个很大的问题是。
Is drinking dirty water.
他们喝脏水。
And people get diseases from this water.
他们从这些水里面喝这些水以至于。
The children go down to the river.
然后孩子们到河边。
They fill their buckets up with water.
然后装了这些脏水。
The people drink this water.
然后喝了这些水。
And they get all kinds of diseases.
然后他们得了很多的病。
And if you do not cure it, you'll die.
如果你不治疗就会死。
You have vomiting and diarrhea, all kinds of sickness.
你会吐你会腹泻到最后就死。
And these diseases are preventable.
但这些疾病是可以预防的。
Where Barbara and I work in East Africa.
当我跟 Barbara 一起在那边工作的时候。
Listen to this.
听。
Listen to this. If you get sick,
如果你生病了。
There is no health care insurance to take care of you.
没有健康的系统来照顾你。
There's no such thing as Medicare.
也没有 Medicare.
Or there is no such thing as the government making the hospital treat you if you're sick.
政府也不会要求医院来治疗你。
In America, you can go to the emergency room and they have to treat you.
在美国，我们如果到急诊室，医院会治疗我们。
In Africa, if you do not have the money, you will die.
如果在东非，你如果没有钱，你会死。
If you're hungry,
如果你饿了
，there is no such thing as food stamps.
没有所谓的食物券。
That will give you a food stamp so you can go to the store and get free food.
给你食物券，所以你能够拿到一些免费的食物。
Only in America do you do that.
只有美国我们这样子做。
If you want an education,
如果你要教育
there will be no bus to come to your house
and
take your kids to school.
没有 bus 来到你家把你孩子带到学校去。
When your child goes to school, there will be nothing to eat there.
如果孩子到学校，学校是不供应饭食的。
There will be no clean water for your children to drink.
没有清洁的水可以喝。
If you need a place to live,
如果你需要住的地方
there is no such thing as free government housing.
没有政府免费的住宅。
These are the realities where Barbara and I work.
这些实际的发生就是我跟 Barbara 所遇到的。
In East Africa.
在东非。
So one of the strategies that we use.
所以有一个策略我们所使用的。
To make disciples.
使人成为门徒。
To start churches.
开始教会。
Is we have a water filter ministry.
我们要有一个滤水器的一个事工。
For $70,
70块钱
$70,
70块钱
we can get a water filter.
我们可以拿到一个滤水器。
They build it themselves.
他们自己做这个滤水器。
And they take them into the people of the poor.
他们把这些带到穷人的家里面去。
And here is what we do.
这是我们所做的。
We give them to people who are not Christians.
我们给那些不是基督徒的人。
And we share with them the love of God is unconditional.
我们跟他分享神没有保留的爱。
We offer them a Bible study that they can do in their home.
我们也提供一个查经在
他们家。In Pioneer Evangelism, we start Bible studies in the homes of non-Christians.
我们这个布道是在不信主的人家里面开始查经。
We don't invite the non-believer to the church. We go the church to the people.
我们不是邀请他到教会来，而是我们到他家里面去。
And we start teaching them a series of lessons called the Good News of Jesus.
我们到他家里面有一个系列的是好消息的系列。
There are 7 lessons.
有七课。
They learn the life of Jesus from his birth to his death to his resurrection.
他们学习耶稣的生平。
His birth,
他的出生
his death,
他的受死
and his resurrection.
然后他的复活。
They learn the whole life of Jesus.
他们学耶稣的生平，一生的生平。
And we teach them how to become a true disciple in Christ.
我们教导他们如何成为一个真的一个门徒。
How to be saved.
如何能够得救?
So we give them a water filter,
所以我们给他这个滤水器。
And we invite them to have a Bible study, the good news study in their home.
然后我们在他家里面有一个查经的训练。
Now, some of them say no.
有一些人他们拒绝。
We don't say, you must have a Bible study to have a water filter. We don't do that.
我们不会说因为你不愿意有查经所以我们就不给你这个滤水器。
But many of them will say, yes, have a Bible study in my home.
但是有很多人他们愿意。
As a result,
结果是,
they have their friends and neighbors to come.
他们有他们的朋友还有他们的邻居来了。
And then a house church will be started.
家庭教会就开始了。
Does it work?
这样子能够成就吗?
Let me introduce to you a man named Augustine.
让我给你介绍这个人叫 Augustine.
Augustine was a man with no hope.
这个人他没有盼望。
He was using drugs.
他用毒品。
He had no peace in his life.
他没有平安在他心里面。
He got a little water filter in his home.
他拿到了这个滤水器。
This showed the love of God. This expressed the love of God.
这是显明神的爱。
He had water, clean water for himself, for his wife, for his children, and his neighbors.
他开始有干净的水。不仅自己，而且他的朋友，他的邻居。
They began a little good news Bible study in his home.
他们开始了这个好消息的这个查经，在他家里面。
When he heard the gospel over time, he received Christ.
当他听见这个好消息之后，他自己也信主了。
Augustine was baptized.
Augustine 他受洗。
His wife was baptized.
他的太太也受洗。
And today he is the technician leading the water filter ministry.
今天他开始了这个滤水器的，他成为一个技师。
He has started 32 house churches in Rwanda.
他开始了32个教会在卢安达这个地方。
And he himself has baptized 875 new converts.
他自己是很多人都受了洗。
And he started 10 Bible schools.
他开始了10个圣经学校。
Now this is a layman.
这是一个平信徒。
He's not a preacher.
他不是一个讲道家。
He's like you.
他就像我们一样。
But he said, God, I want you to use me.
但是他有个心愿就是神你使用我。
Because my life has been changed by the power of Jesus.
因为我的生命被神改变。
I want to introduce to you a lady named Eugenia.
我再给你介绍一个女士叫做 Eugenia。
Eugenia was a woman with no hope.
Eugenia 她也没有盼望。
Her husband left her.
她的先生离开了她。
She had 3 children.
有三个孩子。
She had no food.
没有食物。
And our team went in there and began to help her.
当我们的团队到她家里面去之后。
They taught the good news lessons in her home.
在她家里面教导这个好消息。
For 7 weeks.
七个礼拜。
She gave her life to Jesus.
她把她的生命献给主。
And when she gave her life to Jesus,
当她开始把她的生命献给
主之后, her life was transformed.
她的生命全然的改变。
Her sins were forgiven.
她的罪得到赦免。
And she had a new life.
她开始有个新的生命。
And today,
今天,
this little woman,
这个女子,
has been used of God,
已经被神大大
的使用, to start 9 house churches,
开始了9个家庭教
会, and 134 people have been saved and baptized.
137个人已经受洗归入主的名下,
all because of a little water filter that opened the door of her heart.
就是因为这个滤水器在她家里面开始了这样子的事工。
And Justin,
Justin,
the young man that I told you about that went to prison.
那个人我们刚讲到他被放到监狱。
We met him 4 years ago.
四年前我遇见他。
4 years ago.
四年前。
He started with those little group of 12.
他开始了那12个门徒。
My wife Barbara was just there last month.
我跟我太太上个月在他那里。
And I went to Brazil. She went to East Africa.
我到巴西，他到东非。
Then we met up in India.
然后我们在印度碰面。
Then we came here.
然后没有来过这里。
But she was in Rwanda just last month.
然后在卢安达上个月。
And she was with Justin and his wife Anne.
Justin 跟 Anne.
And today,
今天,
Justin has 177 house churches.
这个 Justin 现在已经有177个家庭教会。
And he has 4,400 baptized members in his church.
许许多多的人受洗归入他。
In 4 years,
四年当中
，I told Justin，
我告诉 Justin，
I said Justin， when you get to 30,000 members， I'm going to come and I'll preach a crusade for you in the stadium。
当你有三万的人的时候，我要来到你教会当中来传来啊讲道。
And this young man will do it。He will do it.
He 会做的。
And he's using the concept of showing God's love in a practical way.
他用耶稣的这个方法来彰显神的爱。
When Barbara and I were there,
当 Barbara 跟我在那里的时候，
they told a story about a lady.
他告诉我们有关一个女子的故事。
And here's what happened to her.
发生是这样子的。
She was a Muslim lady.
她是一个伊斯兰的妇女。
And she went into the, good news lessons. She studied the good news lessons.
她开始学习这个好消息的这个课程。
And she came to know Jesus.
然后她开始认识耶稣。
And she learned how to receive Christ.
她接受耶稣成为她的救主。
And she gave her heart to Jesus Christ.
她将她的生命交给主。
Her sins were forgiven.
她的罪得到赦免。
She had peace for the first time.
她在心里面有第一次的平安。
And her life was changed.
她的生命改变了。
Her husband was a Muslim.
她的先生也是一个回教徒。
So he kicked her out of the house.
把她踢出家里。
Said, you cannot live here any longer.
她说你不能住在这里了。
But he had three children.
但是她有三个孩子。
And after some time,
所以过了一段时间之后
he said, you know, I gotta have my wife back. I cannot manage these kids.
这三个孩子在家里面没办法照顾，我需要他回来照顾。
So he told his wife to come back home.
所以他告诉他的太太，请他回家来照顾这三个孩子。
And for weeks and weeks and weeks,
一个礼拜过后
he kept begging her, come back to Islam, come back to Islam.
他一直要求他回到伊斯兰教吧，回到伊斯兰教吧。
And she would never do it.
然后她不愿意。
Oh, she had a smile on her face.
她有一个笑容在她的脸上。
Joy in her heart.
喜乐在她的心里面。
Peace in her soul.
平安在她的灵魂里面。
And she said,
然后她说
Let me tell you what it's like.
我告诉你这像什么。
I've never heard anyone in the world say it any better than this little African woman.
我从来没有听过比这个东非的女子说的更好的。
She said, you know, when you get...The disease of malaria.
你知道吗？当一个人得到了疟疾这样子的疾病的时候
，To get rid of malaria, you must take the medicine.
当你要把这个疟疾把它医好之后，你要吃这个药。
If you do not take the medicine, you will die.
如果你不吃这个药，会死的。
And she said, you know, when you drink the medicine,
当你吃这个药之后
，It gets into your blood.
然后进到你的血液系统里面。
Now, husband, I have a question for you.
他说丈夫我现在有个问题问你。
Once you take the medicine,
一旦你吃了这个药之后
it gets into your blood,
然后进到你的血液里面。
Could you ever go and get the medicine out of your blood?
你能够把这些药再拿出来吗？
And he said, no, that's impossible.
先生说不可能的，是不可能的。
And she said, that's the way it is with Jesus.
太太说这个就像耶稣在我的生命当中一样。
He is in my blood.
他在我的血液里面。
He's cured me of the disease of sin.
他医治了我罪的疾病。
And I can never take Jesus out of me.
再也没有办法把耶稣从我的生命当中拿出来。
She was changed by the power of Jesus.
他被耶稣的大能所改变。
That's what it means to be a Christian.
这个就是一个真的基督徒是什么
样。Your life has been changed.
生命被改变。
And when you give your life to Jesus,
当你把你的生命奉献给神
because he died for your sins,
他为你的罪而死
and he rose from the dead,
他从死里复活
and he's alive right now,
而且他现在仍然活着
and he wants to live in your heart,
他要住在你的心里面
and when he comes in, he will change you,
当他进来进到你心里面他会改变你
and he will set you on a New mission of life.
他会差遣你到一个新的一个使命，人生的使命。
You see, you have a choice today.
你有一个选择今天。
You can go on your mission.
你可以走你自己的方向。
Or you can give your life to Jesus.
你也可以把你的生命献给耶稣。
And when you give your life to Jesus,
当你把你的生命献给耶稣
He will put you on His mission.
他会把你放在他的使命当中。
And His mission will look like the great Good Samaritan.
他那个使命就像这位撒玛利亚人一样。
You will be focused.
你会聚焦
on making disciples.
然后使人成为门徒。
Winning the lost.
然后赢得
discipling believers.
然后训练他们。
Showing God's love.
然后彰显神的爱。
In whatever way it means to you here in your community.
用你自己的方式。
What God requires
神要的是
is for each of us to surrender our life to Him.
把我们自己的生命降服在他的面前。
You may be a believer.
你可能是一个信徒。
You've been born again.
你已经重生。
You know you're saved.
你知道你已经得救。
But maybe you're holding things back from God.
但是你可能还自己抓住了一些什么你
不愿意放的。And what God is saying to you is this.
神对你所说的是
I have a mission for you.
我在你生命当中有一个使命。
And you must surrender all to me.
你要降服所有的在我的面前。
Everything.
所有的。
From the top of your head to the bottom of your foot.
从头顶到脚底你要降服在他的面前。
Give your children to God.
把你的孩子献给
神。Give your money to God.
把你的钱奉献给他。
Give your work to God.
把你的工作奉献给他。
Give your career to God.
把你的事业奉献给他。
You young people give your future husband to God.
你的这些年轻人你把你的未来的丈夫也献给他。
Give your future wife to God.
把你未来的太太也献给他。
In other words, let God choose your mate.
让神来做你的主掌管。
Give your kids to Christ.
把你的孩子献给神。
What if Jesus calls your child to go to the mission field?
如果神要你的孩子到宣教。
Are you willing for your child to go and leave you?
你愿意你的孩子离开你到宣教的地方吗?
Go and live in China for the rest of their life?
住在中国一辈子。
Or Mongolia,
或者是蒙古,
or Africa,
或者是非洲,
or South America,
或者是南非.
You see, I believe my father and mother,
我知道我的父母亲,
will have a great reward in heaven,
有一个很大的奖赏在天上,
because they gave me to the Lord,
他们把我奉献给神,
God called me to live overseas,
神呼召我住在海外,
and serve as a missionary away from America,
成为宣教士离开美国,
and my father and mother,
我的父亲和母亲
did not see their grandchildren grow up.
我的父母亲他们没有看到他们的孙儿们长大。
Because we were not home for Christmas.
因为我们在圣诞节的时候我们不在家。
And when my father and mother go to heaven, they're going to have a great reward.
但是当我的父母亲到天上的时候他们有一个大的奖赏。
Have you given your kids to Christ?
你把你的孩子献给神吗？
What are you holding back from God?
你紧抓住不放的是什么呢?
I believe God's calling all of us.
我相信神呼召我们每一位。
To be on His mission.
进到他的使命当中。
He does not require you to be a person of great talent.
他不需要你是一个多有能力的人。
You do not have to be very smart.
你不需要过分的聪明。
I'm a testimony to that.
我是一个见证。
You do not have to be a superstar.
你不需要一个超级巨星。
What you must be is someone who says, I surrender all to him.
但是你必须要是一个你愿意降服在他面前的人。
For some of you,
有一些人,
that means you'll be a prayer warrior.
可能神呼召你做祷告的勇士。
You will never leave here. You'll be here.
你会在一直都在这里,你不会出去。
But you'll commit, Lord, I'll pray for those who go.
但你委身,如果神要让你去,你就去。
In a deeper way.
在一个更深入的方式。
For some of you,
有一些人,
that means you need to start giving your tithes and your offerings to God.
有一些人可能你们要十一奉献。
You know, Jesus said,
耶稣说,
your treasure is where your heart is where your treasure is.
你宝贵的东西,
Your heart is where your money is.
你的财宝在哪里,你的心就在哪里。
You see, God is asking us to give a portion of what we make to Him.
神要我们把当得的奉献给他。
And you do that by giving to this church.
你把这些的给教会。
When you support this church, you're supporting missions all over the world.
当你支持这个教会,你就支持世界的宣教。
Are you holding back from God?
你还抓着什么呢?
Do you say, Oh God, I'll give you a little bit, but I won't give you all of what you want?
你跟神说,我只给你这么一点点吗?我不把你当得的给你。
Do you know what tithing really is all about?
你知道十一奉献的意思是什么吗?
Tithing is not about money.
十一奉献不是关于钱。
God doesn't need your money.
神不需要我们的钱。
He's God.
他是神。
You know what tithing is?
你知道十一奉献是什么?
It's a matter of faith.
那是信心。
I can give God 10%, 15%, whatever, because I trust Him.
我可以给神10%, 15%。
I can trust Christ with everything I have.
我完全的信任我们的神。
God will take care of you.
神会照顾我。
If you give back to Him.
如果我们回馈。
For some of you,
有一些人
when you surrender all to Him,
当你把你自己奉献给他
He may ask you to go on one of these mission trips.
他可能会要你到宣教的地方。
Pastor Steve said y'all do 10 trips a year all over the world.
这个 Steve 牧师说到十个地方去宣教。
Maybe God's asking you to go.
可能神要你去。
Share your story, your testimony.
分享你的见证分享你的故事。
You reach out to the poor and needy.
你去把好消息分享给别人。
And for some of you,
有一些人
God may be requiring you to go and live overseas.
可能神要求你的就是住在海外的地方。
You leave your father, your mother.
跟你父母亲住一起。
You leave your job.
你离开工作。
You leave America.
你离开美国。
You leave everything you know.
你离开所有你认识的地方。
You go to another nation.
你到一个不同的。
You learn another language.
你学不同的语言。
You learn another culture.
你学不同的文化。
And you live and work there.
然后你住工作在那里。
God may be calling some of you to literally live overseas and serve Him.
所以神可能呼召你住在其他的地方然后服侍他。
Here's what I'm asking you.
这个是我对你的。
Will you say to God,
当你对神说
God, I surrender all to you.
当你对神说我降服完全的降服在
你面前。There is no limit.
没有限制。
I will do what you tell me to do.
我做你所要我做的。
I'll go where you tell me to go.
我去你要我去的地方。
Because I want to be what you want me to be.
我要成为你要我成为的。
There were three people that walked by that man that day.
那一天有三个人经过了这个被打了半死的人。
A priest,
一个祭司。
A Levi,
一个利未人。
And a good Samaritan,
一个好撒玛利亚人。
Which one of the three are you?
你是当中的哪一个呢?
The good Samaritan was the one,
这个好撒玛利亚人。
That said, Lord,
主啊,
I'm on your mission.
我在你的使命当中
No strings attached
没有任何的限制
Total surrender
完全的降服
Use me God
使用我神
Use me
使用我
Use me
使用我
Let's pray
我们一起祷告
Our heads bowed and our eyes closed
当我们祷告的时候请把眼睛
It could be you're here today It could be that you are here today
可能因为今天你在这里
And you need Jesus in your heart.
你需要耶稣
You say, my life has never been changed.
你说我的生命从来没有改变
I do not have the forgiveness of sin.
我没有得到赦免
I'm not sure if I die, I'll go to heaven.
我不能确定我死的时候是
What do I do?
我要做什么
Realize that you have sinned.
知道你有罪
And you cannot save yourself.
你没有办法救自己
But secondly, realize that Jesus died for you.
第二件事情，耶稣为你的罪死在十字架
上。Rose from the dead.
三天之后从死里复活。
And thirdly,
第三
you need to receive Christ.
你需要接受耶稣。
You do that by surrendering your heart to Him.
你降服在他的面前。
You can pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart.
你可以这样祷告，邀请耶稣进到你心里面。
Forgive you of your sins.
赦免你的罪。
And save you.
能够得救。
You can do that right now.
你现在就可以做。
Now I know that most of you are saved.
我知道我们当中大部分人都已经是得救的。
You've given your heart to Jesus.
你把你的生命献给主。
He lives in your life.
他住在你心里面。
But I want to ask you as a Christian.
但是我要问你。
Will you say to the Lord?
你会对主这样说吗?
God,
主啊,
I surrender all.
我降服,完全的降服在你面前。
I want to be on your mission.
我要在你的使命当中。
Not mine, but yours.
不是我的，是你的。
Use me, O God.
使用我，主啊。
On your mission.
在你的使命当中。
Starting here in this church.
开始在这个教会里面。
In my community.
在我的群体里面。
And use me anywhere in the world.
使用我在各地。
I surrender myself to thee.
我降服，完全的降服在你面前。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you and God bless you.
神祝福你。
Thank you.